We Who Are Pre-Expectants by Harry Myers. We are expectants, pre-expectants, because of the secret given to Paul in Ephesians 1:12, who first trusted in Christ. The Greek expresses it in this way, the pre-expectance in Christ. This is spoken of as the out-resurrection, Philippians 3:11, departing to be jointly with Christ, Philippians 1:23. You also shall be manifest jointly with him in glory, Colossians 3:4. This distinction is marked grammatically in the Greek. Students have paid too little attention to the force of the perfect tense. In seeking to establish the exact force of the before, or first as the King James Version has it, the Greek is pro, which we have translated pre. They compare this with its usage in other words, which are not in the perfect tense and are led astray. Thus Galatians 3:8 preach the gospel before is in the aorist, hence is no clue to the nuances of before having expected, that is, pre-expectance. Rather, we should turn to a passage in which the perfect tense appears, as in Acts 21:29. It will be seen that this is a very unusual form, for in order to fix the time in the past, it is necessary to prefix the word where, Greek, eison, to the participle, a clear indication that it would not be so without it. In Ephesians 1:12, the where is missing. It is a present state, but the pro refers to a future event. Hence, they were in a state of pre-expectancy. This expectancy calls for a preeminent place in his super-heavenly domains. The expectation of Israel was the kingdom of the heavens on the earth, with the heavens doing the ruling. Also, the nations are in a subordinate place. The expectation given to us as members of the joint body is the portion of all of the saints of this grace administration. These alone are before us in the opening paragraph of Ephesians 1, 3-12. Thereafter, the ones of the nations are especially included, in whom you also, when hearing the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, when believing also, you are sealed with Holy Spirit of promise. This is the pledge of our allotment until the deliverance of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:13-14. The spiritual blessings among the super heavenly ones have been sealed to us by means of Holy Spirit, which we have received. This Spirit, being the pledge, is at one a sample and a surety that we will receive a super heavenly allotment. That the ones of the nations receive the same allotment in the super heavenly realms is the first item of the present administration of grace in secret. The allotment of the kingdom was given to Abraham and Jacob, which blessings were confirmed by an oath. This kingdom of the heavens includes both heaven and earth. This oath given was not subject to change. Genesis 22:16 and 50:24. The kingdom will be the means of blessing both spheres, heaven and earth. The nations will find places in both of these realms, but they can never be in either place on equal terms with Israel. They will be guests at Abraham's table and will be blessed as guests. Since some from among the nations are to be joint enjoyers of an allotment, this allotment cannot be in the heavens or earth. It must be in a realm not included in the promise made to Abraham. This allotment is the heavens of the heavens, or the above heavenly places of Ephesians. The relation of the resurrection to the secret is clearly defined in Philippians 3:11. Paul calls it the out-resurrection. If somehow I should be attaining to the out-resurrection of the dead, or which is from the dead, the out, Greek ex, separates this resurrection from the orders of companies of the resurrections of 1 Corinthians 15:23-24. This expression is another way of putting the fact that we are in a state of pre-expectancy, but the comparison is even broader. Our expectation is compared with those of the circumcision in the world who also have expectations, Romans 8:21. Our expectation takes us to super heavenly places, while their expectation waits for the kingdom of the heavens, the coming of Christ, and the new heavens and earth. The expression, the expectation which is reserved for you in the heavens, Colossians 1:5, combined with the opening strain of the Ephesian epistle, every spiritual blessing among the super heavenly ones, Ephesians 1:3, is the crowning and concluding glory of the out-resurrection, Philippians 3:11. The saints of the kingdom have their expectation of meeting the Lord in the air, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, and later of having their bodies changed, 1 Corinthians 15:51. We must remember that much that is heavenly in character will be on earth. The saints in Israel will have a heavenly home in the heavens of the earth, or the heavens below the water of Psalm 148 in Genesis 1, 6 and 7, Our expectation is expressed in this way, for our community exists in the heavens, Philippians 2:20. The Greek expression, to politeuma, is the community or commonwealth of the super heavenly places of Ephesians 1:3. The distinctive privilege of being in a state of pre-expectancy is that we look for it from the standpoint of the place of our community, the super heavenly places of Ephesians 1:3. The truth of our pre-expectancy is expressed this way in Colossians 3:3-4. For you died and your life is hid jointly with Christ in God. So when Christ our life shall be manifest, then shall you also jointly with him be manifest in glory. In the day of Christ, when he shines forth completely, think of being jointly manifest with him there in the super heavenly places. For now we are hid, but then we will be manifest. It should be noticed that Colossians 3:3-4 does not say when Christ who is our life shall be manifest, then shall you see him. But it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall be manifest, then shall you also jointly with him be manifest in glory. Thus not only implying an expectation for the Christ manifestation, but something much more, even a joint participation with Christ in his manifestation. The church which is his body, Ephesians 1:22-23, looks for the out-resurrection, Philippians 3:11, then to be conformed to the body of his glory, Philippians 3:21, to be jointly with Christ, for it is far better, Philippians 1:23, and then to be jointly manifest with Christ in his super heavenly glory, Colossians 3:3-4. Israel has a special place on earth and in the heavens of Genesis 1:1. Their expectations are connected with these places. The church, which is his body, has a special place in the heavens of the heavens, Deuteronomy 10:14, 1 Kings 8:27, 2 Chronicles 2:6-6:18, Nehemiah 9:6, Psalm 68:33, and 148:4. Moses and Solomon knew about this place. Also the priests and Levites of Nehemiah's day. David spoke of these heavens in the Psalms. In the Greek, on toi epouranios, in the heaven far above all heavens, Ephesians 1:3, 1:20, 2:6, 3:10, and 6:12, is the dative plural which locates it modifies being or places. In Ephesians 2:19, we are said to be joint citizens of these places. The Greek words to politeuma in the King James Version is translated conversation, which should have been translated commonwealth, Philippians 3:20. This commonwealth is the super heavenly places of Ephesians 1:3. Could our commonwealth be somewhere other than where we are blessed, Ephesians 1:3, or somewhere other than where we are jointly seated in Christ, Ephesians 2:6? Now that we are in super heavenly places, how could we be joint citizens of some other place rather than these holy places, Ephesians 2:19? The King James Version translates the Greek hagion as saints in Ephesians 1:18-2:19, but in Hebrews 9:8-10:19, hagion was translated holiest of all in the holiest. God calls the super heavenly places, Ephesians 1:20, a holy place. The eyes of our heart needs to be enlightened, that we may know what are the riches of the glory of the enjoyment of his allotment in these holy places, Ephesians 1:18. God tells us about saved Gentiles during the Acts era, how these Gentiles were Abraham's seed and enjoyers of the allotment according to the promises made to Abraham, Galatians 3:9, 4:26, 3:28-29, Hebrews 11:9, 10, 13, and 16, chapter 12:22-23. Neither Thessalonians nor Corinthians took believers into the super heavenly places or gave them a legal residence there. Thessalonians took them to the air with Christ, then to be with him 1,000 years on the earth. Yet in his latest revelation, after Acts 28:28, after expounding to us the jointing together of the super heavenly ones under the headship of Christ, Paul the Apostle begins a most marvelous prayer for us who are the church which is his body, Ephesians 1:15-23. This new faith made a new humanity equal in an allotment unutterably higher than that which Israel and the nations will have on earth, or the church of the firstborn in heaven. Paul called forth his thanks in the special request that the Father of glory may give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, In order to make it known to us, he would have our hearts and eyes enlightened, that we may perceive what the expectation of the secret is, and what the riches of his glory in and among the holy places of the heavens. Ephesians 1:17-19. The first hints of present truth came through the revelation of a new expectation, which became the first part of a new faith for this body, which is his body. This, the apostle would have us grasp, is our future expectation which lies before us. Only in the light of this glory may we be enabled to realize the grandeur of our calling, for it is hidden now and will be until Christ is manifest, and he cannot be manifest until we are manifest jointly with him. Colossians 3:4. Incorruption, glory, power. Such are the splendid excellencies of the resurrection body of 1 Corinthians 15:42-43. But much more are the resurrection bodies of the church, which is his body. These he will transfigure to conform to the body of his glory. And here in the supreme revelation of our future destiny, these truths are repeated and magnified. Paul prays that we may realize the riches of the glory and the transcendent greatness of the power which is in us. Our bodies are sown in dishonor and raised and transfigured into glory of the super heavenly one. So also our present lot is one of humiliation, but our future lot will be not only glorious, but surpassingly transcendentally great. Our prospect is superlatively supreme. We were last and least. We shall be first and foremost. The lot of Israel on earth among the nations as their head will be glorious. The lot of the church of the firstborn is even more glorious. But the lot of the church which is his body among the super heavenly ones, as the exhibitors and demonstrators of his grace to everyone in the super heavenly places, will be surpassingly and transcendentally glorious. Ephesians 1:13-23. It would be practically impossible to convey an adequate idea or the power about which is ours, apart from the fact that Christ has already preceded us. His exaltation is an exhibition of the strength and grace which will raise us to the highest. What a display of superior power which worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hand of God. Who could be weaker than the despised Nazarene, crucified, forsaken, dead? And who in all of the universe is so powerful as our risen Lord? Yet such is the only example which adequately conveys a concept of the power which God will use to exalt the number of the church which is his body. The exaltation of Christ is no longer confined to earthly and heavenly dignitaries, but to the super heavenly ones. Universal supremacy is his. As members of the church which is his body, this is also ours in him. Every form of God's government is subordinate to him and his grace. In the future eons, just as Israel will share his earthly and heavenly honors in the administration of the government on earth, so will we partake of his super heavenly dignities of grace, operating in an administration of the realms above to the rest of the universe in grace. The body is the complement of all of these, and in all of this it completes. Ephesians 1:15-23. The restoration and rule of the earth by the government of the heavens through Israel would by no means bring all of his creatures back to God. Earth and heaven are far from being all of God's creation, nor are the earth's people all of his intelligent creatures. We have not been given any definite ideas as to the size of the population of the universe, for it is probably so vast that human words would fail and human minds be utterly inadequate to grasp its boundaries. Many indeed need to be informed of his grace in the super heavenly realms before they can be completely subjected in heaven or on the earth. Our realms of displaying and demonstrating his grace seems boundless in extent, for there is no one outside of it. The church, which is his body, is his specimen of grace. God needs such a specimen of his grace to exhibit and demonstrate the excellency of his grace to those of all heavens and those on the earth, especially to the super heavenly ones, who otherwise could never learn the power and preciousness of his love and grace. Christ was God's wonderful display of grace on the black background of human misery and sin. The super heavenly ones of Ephesians 3:10 alone can adequately set forth his grace in the future eon. This is the precious fruit of the out-resurrection. Not for naught are we to be transfigured from earthbound creatures of the soil to be free citizens of the highest heavens. We are the greatest achievement of his grace in order to be the grandest display of his glory. Let's exalt in God who transfigures us for his grace destiny. Pre-expectancy. We have an expectation which will be realized before any other expectation, that we shall be for the praise of His glory who are pre-expectants in Christ. Ephesians 1:12. Out-resurrection. We have an out-resurrection to be raised, apart from the resurrection companies of 1 Corinthians 15:23-24. And I should be obtaining into the out-resurrection that is from among the dead. Philippians 3:11. Transfiguration. We will be transfigured, then conformed to His body of His glory, which is very much more than the change of 1 Corinthians 15:51. For our commonwealth exists in heaven, out of which we are awaiting a Savior also, not to come to Tuwamo, but to be manifested, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to conform it to the body of His glory. Philippians 3, 20-21. Super heavenlies. In our out-resurrection and transfiguration, we will depart from this earth to be jointly in that place where He now is, in the super heavenlies. This is far different than to be caught away to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Yet I am pressed out of the two, having the yearning for the departure, even to be jointly with Christ, which is very much better. Philippians 1:23. Manifestation. All of this will result in the church, which is His body, being jointly manifest with Christ in the glory of the super heavenly place, after being hid in God during all of the secret administration. Manifest to no one and seen of no one, for you died and your life is hid jointly with Christ in God. Whenever Christ our life would be manifest, then you also shall be manifest jointly with Him in glory. Colossians 3, 4. Edited. This study was taken from an old, yellowed, fragile, delicate, 8-column newspaper clipping with frayed edges, with an address of Bible Testimony Ministry, Linton, Indiana, given for the author at its end. It was sent to us by Marlene Bowden. It had been sent to her several years ago by a friend of Myers. Her husband, Lawrence, graciously made a PDF and text file for our use.